Happy to be here tonight. It is Wednesday night, and we have a really awesome guest, I have to say, because I'm a fan, and it is Mel Fabregas, and he is a very interesting guy, and I get to ask him all the kinds of questions that you never get to ask a talk show host normally, because they're so busy asking other people questions. Hi, Mel. How are you?
I'm great. And by the way, I win because I was a fan of yours first.
Okay, well, I'm happy to hear it. And actually, that's a requirement to be on my show. You have to be. No, I'm just kidding. But at any rate, I just want to say that recently I saw Mel at the UFO Congress, and we were able to compare notes, let's see, off channel, so to speak. And that was a lot of fun and quite interesting. And in the past, Mel has put Camelot on the map in terms of our personal relationship, Bill Ryan and myself, and the history of Camelot. So he's done a couple of interviews in that regard. And if you haven't all heard those interviews, then I encourage you to do so. I know they're on YouTube. They're also on our website somewhere, but you have to probably go to the Camelot Library at this point. It was done about a year ago, I think. Wasn't it, Mel? About a year ago?
That's exactly right. About a year ago, the second interview we did, exactly.
Cool. And so what I want to do is, first of all, I want to ask you, as I said, the kinds of questions you never get to ask these people, and hear about your background and how you got started in radio. And I know a bit of the story because I did ask you, I snuck in a couple questions during your interview with me, as I sort of have a proclivity to do, but you didn't go into a lot of depth, and I would love to hear how you ended up where you are today.
Absolutely. And a lot of people have heard this, but yes, it's a very strange journey. I, first of all, had some experiences when I was young that I now I'm starting to explain. When I was a little kid, just to give you a background, when I was a little kid, I grew up in the island of Puerto Rico. And I used to have dreams growing up. And my first vivid dream was me going to the house of this girl that I had a crush on. I was about 7 years old, and the dream said, this is where you need to go to her house. So after school, I was thinking, wow, what was that all about, that dream? So I started going there, and after 2 miles, I knocked on a door. A lady opens the door and says, "Are you, son, are you lost?" And I said, "No, I'm here to see Mary." That's not her name. And all of a sudden, Mary comes out and says, "What are you doing here?" So the dream basically told me how to get there. I put my head down, and I started walking back home, wondering, who can I tell that this happened, that I had this dream that told me how to get there? Well, fast forward, you know, talking about UFOs growing up, never having seen one myself, what really captivated me was that close to where I used to live, there was this high-rise, and they were filming a rum commercial. And they were leaving the cameras all night long, and you, having worked in Hollywood, you don't know what, you know what I'm talking about. You leave the cameras all night long, and you see the sun rise in about 5 seconds. So the editors were looking at that video, and they saw a light standing in the sky, and then it went from right to left at an incredible speed. So I saw that documentary, and I said, this happened so close to home. And I started asking questions in school. Of course, having grown up Catholic, going to a Catholic school, you don't want to talk about that stuff. You don't want to be talking about possibility of life outside of the planet. So I kept to myself for years because there's a ridicule factor. But anyway, I moved to California, and I had a few experiences there. Well, before that, I moved to Mexico during the free trade, North American Free Trade Agreement. And before that, I was living in Miami. At 11:30 p.m. every night, the alarm, my home alarm, would go off. And I was getting tired of that. I went downstairs looking to see where the vibrations or what was triggering the alarm was coming from. And it was coming from my room upstairs. So I decided to just disconnect the alarm so I could go to sleep. The next day at 11:30 p.m., instead of the alarm, I heard a bang on the stairway railing. And then I jumped from bed, I touched the railing, and it was vibrating. I thought I was going nuts. So then the company Hurricane Andrew came along to Florida, so I was transferred to Mexico City. And then I went to a hotel. Nothing happened for a few months. Then I moved to an apartment. At 11:30 p.m. one night, the windows opened, and it was really cold. I saw the curtains flapping, and I thought maybe I left the windows open. I closed the windows. The next night, I made sure that the window was closed. At 11:30 p.m., the windows opened again. And at that point, I was thinking, I'm going nuts or something's happening here. I go to the office the next day, and I'm hiring people that day. One of the applicants was this lady who looked like a witch. No offense to any good witches out there, but she looked like a witch. And I hired her on the spot. Don't ask me why. It takes me time to hire people. But I hired her. And she says, "Sir, do you mind if I ask you? But you seem a little bit distraught. Is everything okay?" I had just met her. And I said, "Well, this is what's happening to me." I explained the 11:30 p.m. issue. And she said, "Can I borrow your pen and I'll bring it back tomorrow morning?" The next morning she comes and tells me a lot of stuff about me that nobody knew but me. Anyway, we became friends. One day, months later, she comes to the office crying. And I said, "Well, why are you crying?" "Well, because you're leaving. You're leaving Mexico and you're going to get a phone call from somebody and you're going to leave us." And I said, "But why? I love it here. I have no plans to leave right now." A few days later, the valuation happened in Mexico. And my boss called me from San Francisco and said, "We need to get you out." Nobody knew but me. So the next day I go to the office and she says, "You got your phone call, didn't you?" So this lady told me a lot of stuff throughout the time I was there. But then she says, "I want to tell you something." She started telling me things about my future. She said, "You're going to marry somebody that looks like this. You're going to have X number of children. You're going to live in a place that's very warm. It has a lot of nature around it, very desert. But more importantly, your responsibility is to inform the world." And I said to myself, I was 25 years old, "I get the marriage part. I get the, oh, and she said, "You're going to lose the next of kin in the next few months." Within a year, I lost my dad a few months later. But
wow. Everything
was normal except for that part. And I said, "I don't get the part about informing the world." And she said, "In due time, it will be revealed to you." So fast forward, I moved to California. I moved to Asia. And then my last stop was Arizona. In late November 2008, I had a dream. And the dream basically said two words: take action. Take action. And by that time, I was a big fan of you and Bill. And I think you were part of the catalyst for me to have that dream. So take action. I didn't know what it meant. So I wake up in the morning. I hardly watch TV. I turn on the TV that day. And it was Milton Torres. You probably know who Milton Torres is, the U.S. Air Force pilot who in 1957 was ordered to shoot down a UFO over England. And they had just declassified the files by the Ministry of Defense in England. And every channel, I would just continue channel surfing. Every channel had him on, CNN, BBC, Fox News, everybody. And they just had him for a couple of minutes. Nobody would ask him any questions. And I thought, I need to talk to this man. It's just for me to get more information. So don't ask me how. In 10 minutes, I found his telephone number. And I said, "I'm going to call this man." And then that night, I went to dinner with my wife. And I said, "I need to create a name so that tomorrow when I call him, it's not going to be just this one guy trying to call him," because everybody was calling him. And I said, "I need a name that's going to cover all these areas, conspiracies, UFOs, alternative health." And she said, "How about Veritas?" So great. So I called Dr. Torres the next day, and I said, "I would like to conduct an interview with you." And he said, "Sure." So we schedule it for that week. I recorded it. I uploaded it to a few internet forums, including your forums. And in less than an hour, I had hundreds of emails from people saying, "When is the next show?" And I thought, this is not a show. This is just me pretending to have a show because I needed to make it serious. Steve Bassett contacts me and says, "Mel, I heard your interview, and I would like to schedule Milton Torres to come to the X conference. Can you provide the information?" And I said, "Sure." can I get an interview with you? And that's how Veritas started. I've never interviewed anybody in my life. I have no radio experience, no broadcasting experience. This just happened out of the blue.
Wow, that is so cool. Okay, well, I haven't heard it in quite that way. I guess you must have been holding back on me. Very fascinating story. Wow, that's very interesting serendipity in your life, and also your openness to it, which I think is really stunning and maybe a lesson to everyone listening, because you can have opportunity knock. But if you don't take advantage of it, if you're not sort of wide-eyed and willing to sort of take the next step, then it goes away. And so this is where your attitude it was just like so perfect for putting you in those situations. And then on top of it, you didn't seem, I mean, at least based on the story, to question your intuition. You seem to go with it, and I'm just curious, was there something in your early childhood which sort of made you trust your inner sort of knowledge or instinct, or was there a sort of mentor in your life?
I didn't have a mentor in my life, and that was the problem. You know, when you grow up in the going to Catholic Church, and I'm not trying to offend religion, but it's very close-minded. And when you ask questions and you're ridiculed, you tend to close yourself to the possibilities. But I've told this story before. When I was in seventh grade, one of my teachers, she was the science teacher. She was an electrical engineer. That one morning, she said, okay, everybody, close your books. Today, we're not going to talk about anything in the curriculum. You're going to be asking me a question, any question you want. And, of course, my question was, how can I communicate with extraterrestrials? That was my question. And everybody started laughing at me. And she said, hold on, guys. Don't laugh. That's a very valid question. I mean, look up at the sky. And I know she was doing this against protocol from the school. So I took advantage of that, and I asked the question. And she said to me, very easy. You take an AM radio, put it between stations, and you'll hear the white noise, and concentrate. Concentrate, meditate, and maybe one day you'll make contact. So to me, that made a lot of sense, because in the future, when the 11:30 situation was happening, I felt as if somebody wanted to get in touch with me, and I was not allowing them. So this lady, Amalia, the lady who looked like a witch, the first day she told me, somebody or an entity or a spirit wants to get in touch with you, and you're not letting them. You need to learn how to meditate. And even my listeners know that I try to meditate, but I always fall asleep. So I'm looking for a good meditating mentor to teach me. Because when you pray, I hear this is how you ask questions. And when you meditate is how you get the answers. So I need to get there. Subconsciously, obviously, I'm getting the answers because I was placed in this position called Veritas to do this in a way that I never suspected. Sometimes I listen to the show after I conduct the interview, because it's almost as if you're changing hats. I don't know if this happens to you, but after, when you start listening, you get the information that you didn't get when you were interviewing. And sometimes I catch myself asking questions of topics I've never been aware of, and the questions almost comes like they were a download. So it's very difficult to explain. Carrie, are you there?
Whoops. Okay, here I am. I just want to say that, yes, I actually have had that experience. In fact, I have it all the time. It's a weird phenomena, and I have to say that it happens to me probably every time I interview. I've actually found myself asking questions I didn't know I was going to ask, and they take me down roads and take the person down roads that are quite unusual, and it is actually one of the key things that might have made me something of a success in terms of being a Camelot interviewer, although I'm sure I have my detractors out there. What they don't know is that I do get these downloads, and it will cause me to interrupt people on purpose, because I'm getting information that tells me, wait a minute, you know, you need to go in a different direction. This person is just going to spout off sort of repetitive stuff here, nothing new. You need to jar them into reality and ask this question, and it will trigger the right response. And sure enough, it does. I've learned to trust that. It's been amazing. And sometimes, you know, there's a certain psychic element that enters into it where there's no way I could have that information, but it ends up to be exactly down the road the person, you know, was thinking of talking about but afraid to maybe go in that direction without being prompted.
That's exactly right. And as you say, you have to listen to your intuition. And before, years ago, if you talked to me about intuition or spirituality, I would frown upon those terms. But I seem to be embracing those. I mean, my first year was all about UFOs. That's my favorite topic. There's no secret about that, because I think anything else is interconnected. The off-world, visitation, abductions, everything is connected. But then I started dealing a little bit with spirituality and believing, not using the word believe, but allowing that information to sip through. And then I was invited to James Gilliland's ranch. I don't know if you've been there, but you should
yes,
go up there. Good.
I have.
Well, I was there. I was invited to go up there, and I kept saying to myself, I don't know if I want to go there. But it was Dr. Brooks Agnew who told me of his incredible story. And I heard that show many times when I interviewed him. And I said, if this man who comes from academia, who talks about all these subjects, and I'm more the scientific methodology person. I don't believe I need to know the evidence. I said, if he went through this, I want to go through it too. So I traveled to Trout Lake, Washington, and not even my second night, I'm sitting down at night with everybody there, and I close my eyes, trying to meditate without falling asleep. I said to myself, okay, guys, if you're out there, I think we're going on break right now.
Yeah, we're going to have a cliffhanger here. We'll be right back with Mel Fabregas.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong, and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace, the one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of Greater X on AMR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Mel Fabregas of Veritas Radio, another radio talk show host. And so it's kind of fun to compare notes with another radio talk show host, especially someone like Mel, who has such an interesting story. Mel, where were we as far as the story that you were telling? So how you got into radio and all of that. And we were talking about sort of following your intuition and downloads that you get when you're interviewing people. Is there any special kind of incident that you recall that was downloaded information during an interview or after? I'm not sure how it happens with you. With me, it happens during, but whatever. In connection, that some special download that you got during a special interview.
I cannot tell you specifically an interview, because it's almost like a dream. You wake up in the morning, and unless you write it down, you forget it. And that's exactly what happens when I'm conducting these interviews. Instead of getting a blank, sometimes your mind goes blank, and all of a sudden something happens, and I feel it. And I discussed this with you during a dinner at the International UFO Congress, how sometimes I feel electricity coming from my legs that goes all the way to my head, and I could never understand why. And this is when I get this. I feel warm. My head feels really warm, and that's when I start talking, and it's almost like if it's not me.
So.
Okay, well, actually, I think I told you this is Kundalini.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. This is Kundalini, and that's awesome, because you know it really does. I know exactly what you mean, and something similar does happen to me. What I do is I get incredibly hot, and it's actually, I mean, you know what? People can see it when you're on video. Of course, you know, people can see, and I absolutely sweat. I mean, it's ridiculous, and I hate it. Because, you know, you'll look at my face and I'm like, why is this woman sweating so much? And this is what's happening to me. I am being sort of, I don't know, downloaded and getting a whole, I'm sort of in the zone, so to speak, and it's crazy. So let me ask you this. When that happens to me after I do an interview, actually before I do an interview, I often have dreams in which I'm talking to the person. So it's almost like I visit them before the interview and I get information. And this happened during the Camelot interviews, during those years when we were interviewing those people. I had quite a few pre-COG kinds of dreams in which I already was asking them questions. So I guess I knew beforehand where I was going to go. And then, I would do the interview. But anything like that go on with you?
Well, it's interesting that you say Kundalini because, as I said, a few years ago, I've heard the term Kundalini, and I never really understood what it was. I interviewed another of my guests, Lisa Renee, who had a Kundalini. She actually lost her hair almost as if it was spontaneous combustion. But in my case, now that you're saying this, and sweating even when you're in a studio or you are is really cold. I remember in 1994, I was living in Sacramento. Coincidentally, and I had a waterbed. I remember this. And for some reason, the lights went out that night because it was really cold. It was about 20 degrees outside, about 40 degrees inside. And yeah, I was sleeping in a waterbed. So I went to sleep, and all of a sudden, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, and I was sweating all over the place from head to toe. And I'm thinking, how is this possible? How can you be sweating when it's 40 degrees inside the condo? So ever since that happened, I noticed that's when I started having dreams about taking action. I went to the store the next day and I rented Communion, Willie Strieber's Communion, and Fire in the Sky. For some reason, I was pushed again to discuss this. But of course, I used to work at a Fortune 100 company, and you don't talk about these subjects. And sometimes I say that maybe I was prepared to maybe listen to Project Camelot, maybe listen to Coast to Coast for years, almost as if it was training for me. And maybe I needed to leave the corporate world back in 1998. I bought a small business, and then I continued in business thereon. But I always think, if I were to go back to the corporate world, I believe in today's day and age, I would probably be unemployable because of the topics that I discuss. And I bet you and I are on some blacklist somewhere that if we ever had to recur to get a job somewhere, they'll be looking at us and thinking, nah, maybe not. This has happened to a few people I know. For example, I met a gentleman here in Tucson a few weeks ago. He approached me and he told me about a situation very similar to Erin Brockovich. Everybody who's listening probably know the story, but it was here in southern Arizona regarding water and people dying like flies and getting cancer. And apparently there's one prospective guest that I'm going to be interviewing in the next few weeks who in the 70s and 80s started being the whistleblower about this. Well, he had a twin brother. His twin brother was killed. They thought they were killing him. They killed the twin brother. So now he started talking even more. Well, he was quiet for a few years, and somebody approached me saying, hey, do you want to discuss this? And you know, sometimes, and I had this discussion with you, sometimes you want to really be careful about what you talk about because you want to be here next day discussing more things. You don't want to be disappeared. And we all know the situation with William Cooper, Bill Cooper, and then most recently Drew Ryan Morass, this man who allegedly killed two tourists in Sedona and then killed a sheriff deputy in Phoenix. I bought the book after I listened to your conversation with Anthony Sanchez, and you know, the book is really interesting, and I'm looking into this, and I spoke to a few people who were investigating that subject, and coincidentally, they're investigating the Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman here in Tucson, and they both were told to be quiet, not talk about it. This is in the hands of ATH, alcohol and tobacco. So you have to be careful where you knock.
Well, yeah, let me just say though, and you know, it is so fun to do this because I love talking to someone who's as knowledgeable as you are, and I can just skip to the chase right away. Let me just tell you that in terms of Gabby Gifford, that Mike Harris, a radio talk show host that I had on my show, has some background. He knew her or knows her, and he knows some of the background of what really went on that day. He's a great source, and he is a radio talk show host. I've had him on my show a couple times. He is on Republic Broadcasting, and he had me on his show. And in fact, I can arrange to have you on his show. Possibly. But what happened is he got a huge response to having me on there, which was great, and he was thrilled to death. But the thing is that then the show owner shut him down and told him never have her on there, never ever have Project Camelot on your show again, because they did not want to go down the ET road, so to speak.
Right.
So he was very disappointed because he's a huge, fan of the sector and also Project Camelot, which is very nice, of course. But he has knowledge about the Gabby Gifford thing, and I have to say that that was a Manchurian candidate, and that the judge was also. Was also a target, mm-hmm. obviously, in that situation. So it's very exciting that you have information about water and, what you were saying in terms of that potential show that you might do. Let me just encourage you to do it. I mean, at this point,
if I may, the Gabby Gifford story is very interesting because I'm 10 minutes away from the incident. And that day I was driving down the main road here, and I get a call from my wife who is having breakfast just across the street. And she says, "Oh, my God, you don't know what's happening here. Gabby Gifford has been shot." That was across the street from where she was. And I tried to get there and tried to cross the line, and I couldn't cross the line. But anyway, I just recently found out, and this is public information for anybody who's listening, that judge, the bullet came through his stomach, but the cause of death, if you look at the autopsy report, is blunt force trauma to the head. So here's one little thing that your listeners might want to investigate even more.
Absolutely. Well, fascinating. I'd love you to have this stuff at your fingertips. Let me ask you, are you still hesitating in terms of this other show, or where are you at with that? Because my premise at this time is that on a certain level, there's only a few of us that are in the avant-garde, right? Mm-hmm. Who are in the front lines, so to speak. When I say avant-garde, I mean front lines. And if we don't hold the line, you know what I'm saying? What happens to the line? It starts to retreat. And that's not a good thing. So, and obviously you're in a different position than I am. Everyone has to make their inner choices. I'm not going to encourage you in one way or another, other than to say that, God bless you for holding the line so far.
Well, and here's the issue, and you and I had this conversation in private, but I'll tell the listeners a little bit about this. But it's important to always watch who you talk to and what you talk about. But when you have a wife, a child, you're a business owner, you're here in town, and somebody comes to you to discuss something that could have negative repercussions to politicians, and when you can show the corruption that they have, but you are local. I always make the example. A few years ago, I had a restaurant, and there was a big group, and a lady comes in, and she's eating, and my manager comes in and says, she says there's a hair on her plate. So I saw it. It was a blonde hair, and I said, okay, just replace the plate and give him back another one. She eats the whole plate again, and then she says, I found another hair. So I went there, and I saw that she was blonde, and I said, if you'd like to come to my kitchen, there's nobody with blonde hair. So I'm sorry, this hair came from you. And she basically wanted me to comp the entire table, and I thought, this is not going to happen. Anyway, moral of the story, the next day, I just found out she was the wife of the fire marshal. The next day, they come in, and for some reason, and the place had been there for years, we had to do $50,000 of upgrades because of what happened the night before. So when this gentleman came to me and said,
wow,
can you uncover this about the cancer and about the water, I'm a little bit hesitant, because if one hair cost me $50,000 to my business, imagine what unmasking a few politicians here could do to me and my family. So
absolutely. Well, I hear you. I really do hear you. And let me just say, if you don't want to do it yourself, send them over my way.
Sure.
Because I, first of all, I don't live in Arizona, so maybe that gives me a bit of freedom. But at the same time, you know, I know it's famous last words, but it really has to do with kind of where you're at.
Yes.
And I just what can I say? That's just where I'm at. I'm willing to sort of throw down the gauntlet to these people and take my shot and my chances. But it is true that sometimes you do pay for it. You do pay for being outspoken and for going down these roads. And, you know, kudos to you for doing what you have done. It is a really very interesting time we're in. I am curious whether you're seeing trends out there like I'm seeing in, first of all, what I'm seeing is a crackdown on whistleblowers, and I'm wondering if you have been seeing something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, in the past few months, I thought that freedom of speech was really alive. And coincidentally, tomorrow I'm interviewing Dr. John Coleman about the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. And I've heard the name Tavistock for a long time, but I really never looked into it. And I cannot tell you how fascinated I am with this book that I'm reading and for tomorrow's interview, because I think this is the source that we call it source of all evil right now. We talk about the New World Order coming. When we think that our federal government was created by the sovereign states to basically protect us from enemies foreign and domestic, and this thing has grown to the point where it's out of control, and states are behaving now more like federal districts as opposed to what they are, which is sovereign states. Right now, if anybody uses the word sovereign on the internet, I can tell you that you are being watched. And pretty soon, the word sovereign is going to be synonymous to dissident. And just like in Russia, they had the gulags, just like they had the concentration camps in Germany, now we have Guantanamo. And I hate to sound like if I'm a doomer or spreading fear, that's not my intent. But what I'm seeing right now is the script that started in Germany in the 30s with Hitler. And many people think Hitler just came along one day and took over. That's not the case. The people voted for him. 98% of the German people voted for Hitler. I think the same thing is happening now. A lot of hope, and the wars continue. The rights that we have are continuing to be stepped on. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights are irrelevant. Ever since Bush 41, and by the way, folks, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm awake. And that's what I tell everybody who say to me, what are you, left or right?
I love it. Okay. We'll be right back with this renegade now, with Mel Fabregat.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below 1650 Tuesday on profit-taking, firmer dollar. Gold last traded at 1645 an ounce, silver 3268. Well, the Fed released their minutes. Members suggested that more easing could become necessary if the economy lost momentum. Less interest in quantitative easing sent financial markets lower, as the Fed essentially said, we've got enough inflation already in the pipeline. Meanwhile, an environment where politicians and Wall Street increasingly are hyping an economic recovery, but Main Street usually has a pretty good sense of the actual business activity, says John Williams of Shadow Stats. He says a major reporting problem is the understatement of inflation. Precious metal expert Richard Karn says gold and silver can be used as a strong protection against global pandemic corruption as government continues to devalue the dollar. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Check out the story by Michael Savage. Give us a call toll-free 800-282-8255 89-2646 for your free Vote Gold 2012 kit.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Mel Fabregas. During the break, Mel, I was just researching John Coleman. You know, I read his book, what was the most well-known book? I forget what the title was. I know. Yeah, The 300. And I hadn't been aware of this other book of his or the fact that he's written so many books. Mm-hmm. Really quite extraordinary. So you're having him on your show, huh?
That's right, tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And I even asked for a picture, and the publishing companies say he does not. Apparently, he just – we have to protect him. Just like Eustace Mullins and some other people who are no longer with us, we need to protect people like him, like you, who really are going after the truth. And the problem is that the topics that he discusses, you know, as I was saying before, the whole script from Germany – the Tavistock, they started it. You know,
yes.
when Hitler when their 9/11 was the Reichstag fire. We had 9/11. Immediately after the Reichstag fire, they enacted the Enabling Act. We have the Patriot Act. They have Fatherland Security. We have Homeland Security, which, by the way, we are not a homeland. We are 50 different states. So all these laws, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, the Office of Homeland Security, that's null and void. That's illegal. That should not even be a law. But because of the propaganda machine, nobody wants to sound as if they're dissidents or agitating or subversive.
Well, that's absolutely true. And the parallels, of course, to Nazi Germany are as you're detailing them, too many to even go down that road, although it is necessary and important to do so. Let me tell you one thing about the Tavistock Institute. It's an interesting thing that people don't realize perhaps how influential it really is and how it is operational right now. In fact, Cliff High, people will know him for his web bot. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he does every once in a while is he'll notify me of the Tavistock. There's some kind of report that goes out, and he seems to get the report or tap into the report. It's published somewhere. I'm not sure where. And what it does is somehow it gives him information on who they're going to be targeting in this alternative sector that we're in. And once they start targeting you, look out, because what they're doing is they are, alerting people that and it's happening through mind control. Okay, and so what they do is they start targeting a certain person, and they start targeting the people around them to turn on them, mm-hmm. to do all kinds of weird nefarious things. And this, in fact, did happen to Camelot, and I was notified sometime during the process, which has happened over the past. It's happened over, on and off for the past few years, of course, during whenever we've been at, well, past 6 years since we've been in operation. But it really started in sort of in seriousness about 4 years into Camelot. And then the last 2 years has been pretty much nonstop. And I have to say that recently, the last, say, 4 months, there was a renewed effort to take down Camelot, and a number of people, I'm not going to name names, have been targeted by mind control to turn against us. And it's become very fascinating, but I just want to say that Cliff High, I hope he doesn't mind my doing this, but he basically has told me that the web bot picks this up ahead of time. And so he kind of warned me. But the process was already ongoing during the time when he warned me. Now, he has already told me another person who is about to be targeted, and we warned that person. And so it's a very interesting dynamic going on with Tavistock.
Absolutely. And it was Jordan Maxwell who said to me, they, and when I say they, those behind the scenes, they don't care when people hear you. They care when people start listening to you. And I know that people listen to you. And speaking of mind control, it was Dr. Rauni Kilde from Finland who really explained this, how people turned, they use frequencies in order to target those significant others that turn against you. And that's how they crumble you from the inside. So, yes, absolutely. And recently, and this sounds like science fiction, but a few days ago, a listener came to me and said, I want you to take a look at this website. And if anybody has a computer, it's called believeinmermaids.com. When you use the word mermaids, you think, oh, science fiction or Ariel from Disney. But he gave me a YouTube video that's only available apparently in China. If you can't even look for the name, so they shut the channel down. But somebody in China posted the video. I have it here somewhere. And the website called BelieveInMermaids.com. Apparently, and honestly, I have to confirm if this is true or not, but BelieveInMermaids.com, if you go there right now, that website has been seized by the Department of Justice and Homeland Security. Apparently, the video shows how the whales that were beached a few years ago, you may remember, in the West Coast,
yes.
and Africa, and there were dolphins and whales. Apparently, the Navy was using a new radar because they basically wanted to to have more than dolphins and whales be beached. Apparently, there's a rays out there in the middle of the ocean that they were interested in targeting, and this is why this website was shut down. I mean, believeinmermaids.com, why would they shut it down by Homeland Security?
Very interesting. So what are you saying? What were they targeting? Underground bases? Undersea bases?
Apparently, there's a race of humans. And if you look at the human being, we hardly have any body hair. So we could actually swim without any drag. What the person was saying, and in the past, thousands of years ago, humans were part of the ocean. And there's apparently a race of humans that did not evolve like us, or vice versa, who stayed behind, and the Navy was targeting those. And they, apparently the Navy, some people from NOAA, they were there watching the Navy take some of these bodies. Whether this is true or not, I'm not sure. But if you go to believemermaids.com, why is that there?
I'm there right now. Well, let me tell you that this is very interesting because I don't know if you've heard this story. I actually was visited not very long ago, about, I don't know, maybe it was 6 months, a year, 2 years at the most, by a woman who came to me in the night and talked to me, stood by my bed, and we had a very long conversation. And she was a... I called her sort of kind of like a dolphin, of amphibious kind of being, and she sang to me, and I woke up in the morning with the sound of her voice in my ear. It was an amazing, amazing, beautiful sound, and she also talked to me, and the weird thing is that she looked very much like an amphibious being, and I always thought she came from off-planet, but it's fascinating that you're saying there's actually some race of semi, sort of these mermaids that or mer people that may be part of, well, they may come from inner Earth.
That's right. It
seems to me. Don't know where I'm getting that, but that's what I'm getting. And that's fascinating. And God knows, I mean, you know, it's so interesting how little people know about this Earth that we live on, and the surrounding universe, the various dimensions. I mean, knowledge has been so kept under wraps from humanity for so long. It's really just a tragedy, incredible tragedy.
Absolutely. And I remember in Puerto Rico, there are some huge caverns there. You have to go in these caverns, and after you spend an hour walking inside, you have to get into a boat inside of the an inflatable raft to go inside and continue navigating inside of these dark places. And the one thing, this is back in 1986, and the thing that hit me was I used to think in science that nothing can survive in darkness. And I was impressed by seeing flora and fauna there. I mean, we're talking about no color whatsoever, white plants and white animals with red and green eyes inside of the planet. So imagine what's in our oceans. We what is it? 70% of the planet is filled by oceans. Imagine what's down there. You know, right next to Puerto Rico, it's one of the deepest places in the world. And I remember going to conferences in Puerto Rico and hearing the witness testimony from fishermen. And these are old people who did fishing for a living. And they would come to these conferences and they would say the same story again and again. I saw lights coming out of the ocean, in and out. They did not even make a splash.
Yes. Yes.
I'd hear the story again and again. And then I found out who Bill Cooper was. His first experience was during the Navy when he saw the same craft coming in and out. So we talk a lot about UFOs, but we need to start looking at USOs a lot as well.
Absolutely. That's very interesting. You know, I put on my website, this filmmaker, Darcy Weir, has recently released a video that is about the life of Bill Schneider and underground bases. And it's quite a well-done video, and you can get that on my blog. I'm trying to draw people's attention to it, but it's very, very interesting, and we're coming to a break, so I'll continue the story when we get right back. Thank you. Morning.
David Morton here to tell all of my fantastic fans and friends about one of the greatest conference gatherings of all time of your favorite New Age, New Thought, and radio personalities. The Alchemy event, starting at 8:30 a.m., April 28th to Sunday, April 29th. Come to the Alchemy event in West Los Angeles. Or if you can't join us all in person, you can have the fantastic opportunity to watch it on Global Stream Live online for a celebration of global peace and transformation, ET disclosure, prophecy, earth changes, ufology, metaphysics, consciousness, healing, and meditation. Join me for lunch with special guests, Coast to Coast George Norrie, Project Camelot, Kerry Cassidy, Dr. Roger Lear, Michael Hercules Barra, Saeed David Farman, Dr. Louis Thierry, Sudi Burnett, and many, many more. Tickets on sale now. Register online at alchemyevent.com or click on AFR's homepage. That's alchemyevent.com. The Alchemy Event in Los Angeles, California, April 28th and 29th. Don't you dare miss it. See you there.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Power of the ancient lord hearts.
Terry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Mel Fabregas. Let's see, right before the break, I guess I was talking about this documentary on Phil Schneider and the underground bases. Anyway, it's on my blog. If you go to projectcamelot.org or you click on Carrie's blog, you can go to it there, or you can go to projectcamelotproductions.com and find my blog there. At any rate, it's a very well done documentary. Rich Dolan is on it. And one of the experts on underground bases, whose name is Richard Sauter, sure, is also doing a lot of the background speaking in terms of the video. But it's fascinating what went on with Phil Schneider. And you say you have a story with regard to Phil?
You know, one of the issues about doing what we do sometimes is that we have conversations with people, and then you try to remember who told you what. But recently, I came into contact with somebody who knew of an FBI agent that wanted to meet with Phil Schneider. Now, this was in the mid-90s, probably months before, let's call it what it is, before he was killed. But they were at a restaurant. He was there with somebody, with a lady, not his wife. And by the way, I've been trying to get a hold of his wife to see if she can talk more about what happened. But apparently, somebody came to the restaurant, grabbed a gun, and the FBI agent shot and killed this man who was trying to kill Phil Schneider. And they all left the restaurant. And we know the story of Phil Schneider. I mean, once again, Bill Cooper, Phil Schneider, these people, the stuff they talked about. And Phil Schneider, he was not selling books. He was not asking for fame. He was just telling people what happened. I mean, if you looked at the scars that he had, some people say that he embellished the stuff. We cannot prove it. We cannot. All we can do is listen to what he had to say. And I've already confirmed with people regarding the Dulce battle that happened in 1979. And the people that I've talked to have confirmed that this indeed happened.
Absolutely. Well, just to draw attention to Sean David Morton's recent book, The Sands of Time, in case you're not aware of it already. I have talked about it on my blog. Excellent book. It is fiction based on fact, and I mean real fact, and it's about a whistleblower who worked for the secret government almost his entire life, and so did his father. And this man has died and gave Sean his story, which Sean was told in order to protect the family, he had to put in fictional form. And so that is what he's done. It's a wonderful book. I highly recommend it. And it talks about the battle in Dulce from varying perspectives, actually even more so than you may have heard in the past. So read a fictional book that's telling you the truth about what's really gone on, and get a hold of that book. The other thing is that Anthony Sanchez, who has been on my show, I've done live streams with him. I guess you're familiar with his book UFO Highway, in which the colonel talks about the battle at Dulce, I believe.
That's correct. And that's another great story. I've had the privilege of interviewing Anthony as well. He has a new book coming out about, I forgot the name. It's regarding what...
Project Leonid.
Leonid, exactly, what China is doing. You know, when I was in fifth grade, I remember a teacher said, okay, everybody, choose a country and you're going to do a project. You're going to focus on that country. You're going to go to the consulate of the country and get information and you're going to do a report. I remember I went to the Chinese consulate. I picked China. I don't know why. This is 1978. So I got all this information about China. And I even had my aunt play the national anthem for China because I wanted to make it really realistic. And then in the end, my conclusion was one day China will rule the world. And everybody laughed at me. I was only a kid. I was probably about 10 or 11 when this happened. And look what is happening now. China is really taking over. And we have allowed them. Not us, the United States, but those behind the scenes. And a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of people in the chat room talk about a subject that is very close to me now, chemtrails. So if you want to talk about chemtrails later, let me know.
Okay, well, definitely. Let's let me say here that we're winding up. We're going into the second hour here, and I do want to take questions and calls from the audience. So we will move in that direction. But before I do so, I just want to address this issue, which is to do with Project Leonid and Skynet. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say that Anthony Sanchez has gotten a number of death threats as a result of his investigations in this area and also in Dulce, where he contacted a nerve agent as well. And thank God his face is getting a lot better. We've had all kinds of healers working on him, and there's been great progress made. But I do want to say to people that, if you're interested in, praying or asking for help or whatever, if you could, say a few words for Anthony Sanchez and his family to keep them safe. I've been working very hard to have him on my show, to keep him out in the public arena so that he, because the sort of policy of Camelot is the best place to hide is out in the open. Firmly believe that it's much harder for them to kill you off if you are well known. And so that's kind of how it goes. But I do want to say that there is, I encourage people, if you haven't seen my Skynet live stream with Anthony Sanchez, and I believe Jay Widener, I think he was on that one.
Yes.
And wonderful live stream that we did. Very fascinating information about the nanotech satellites who are self-repairing. They can replicate themselves if they go back to the mother, which is this network that is above the nanosatellites that I've been told about by more than one whistleblower. It is called Mother. It's known in the satellite sort of industry. And I just wanted to sort of rattle through all of that. But sure, there's a great deal going on with chemtrails. In fact, I was just talking to Rebecca Jernigan, and I heard that there is some new materials coming into chemtrails at this time, and I'm wondering if you've heard anything about that.
I have not. However, I was... A few days ago, we spent some vacation in Mexico, at a beach in Mexico. And I've seen this before, but not to the extent I saw in the past few days. I remember sitting down at the beach and just by myself looking at the sky and looking at the planes. Just one plane only, calm to the left, to the west, to the east, then north and south, and doing the patterns that we were used to see. And what I found interesting was, and I discussed this with Cliff High, that if whoever's doing this was doing it truly to mitigate global warming, they would have to do it planet-wide. They're doing it basically overpopulated areas. And I saw this little town. I saw the square, and the plane was doing it just over the city. And then a week ago, I was there again, and I could not believe it. It was beautiful, beautiful skies, completely blue, and I saw the planes, several planes at the same time. And that, to me, is proof that this is not Mexico or the United States. There's something. There's something, whether it's NATO, I don't know what it is, but I know for a fact that this is not a government. Because I've talked to the FAA. They have no idea what I'm talking about. I've talked to people who are pilots. They have no idea what I'm talking about. One of my brothers is an officer for a major airline, and I asked this question, and he cannot talk about it, but he did tell me there are two things that we cannot talk about. I forgot which one is one of the ones, but he said we cannot talk about what crashed at the Pentagon. If anybody asked that question, they're immediately put on a blacklist. So there you go.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I have to say that you're right. Of course, it is global. Although what I understand about chemtrails in part is that it is targeted to certain parts of the globe and other parts are not targeted in the same way. What I understand is also happening now is that there is nano in the chemtrails. And all of this is got to do with eventual population reduction program, something that will weaken the immune system. Clifford Carnicom, I have had him on my show. He's one of the best sources in regard to the chemtrails, at least the basics on the chemtrails. he really knows the science behind them. But there is more to that. And my understanding is that they are also painting the sky with a certain kind of, I don't even know what you call it, but it's some kind of element that it makes visiting vehicles, you know, UFOs, makes it able possible for them to see them on radar, et cetera, target them and take them out. It also, from what I understand, is there is something going on in terms of using it to create an atmosphere. In fact, I just did a live stream last night with Jim Stone, and he was explaining how chemtrails contain a certain element, and I forget what it is, but what it does is allows HARP or electromagnetic frequency or this sort of lightning bolt to guess combust and then heat the surface of the earth. So this is a solution that is being put out there to facilitate the weather wars as we're witnessing around the planet. And then on top of it, there is the weather wars have escalated to such an extent that they now include nuclear power plants, to where the nuclear power plants, by way of Stuxnet, are being taken offline, being triggered and so on. And this gets into the whole Fukushima thing and so on. So chemtrails are, you know, it's just the beginning of a trip down a rabbit hole with regard to chemtrails.
It is so multifaceted. We have aluminum, we have strontium, we have barium, all cancer-causing agents. Also, we have people in Hawaii who are reporting that they're losing their crops there because the soil is becoming alkaline. And our bodies need to be alkaline to avoid disease, but is the opposite with the soil. Apparently, the soil has to be acid in order for it to grow. And you see it in plants. And this is happening more and more. And one interesting aspect, actually two, when the Gabby Giffords situation happened, the massacre here, for days, I was monitoring the skies every single day and writing in a diary the days that we were having chemtrails. And for 10 consecutive days, we were having chemtrails. The morning of the Gabby Giffords shooting, our sky was completely blue, not even a cloud. So it makes you wonder if there was preparation for something that day and we needed the satellites in order to monitor what was happening that day.
Wow, very, very interesting. Yeah, someone out there should actually start keeping track of that. That actually sounds like something that would be interesting to send to Dutch Sense, because it coincides with some of his research that he's doing, just watching how the weather patterns affect, you know, what happens afterwards and so on, with targeting the HARP sort of circles that he finds in all the fracking, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there is so much going on. I have to say that for someone who's trying to, I don't know, keep oneself safe, you really do go out on the line on a regular basis, Mel. So I admire that, and I think your courage is fabulous. It's inspiring to witness, and I want to encourage all the Camelot listeners to support you and your radio station and, you know, keep you out there and healthy and all of that.
Thank you.
We have a lot of questions coming in. So what I want to do is start to go down those questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. And so let me say that there's also a call-in number for AFI. And let me see if I can say it right off the bat. It's 218-339-8525. So that's 218-339-8525. And I believe that's the right number. And you're welcome to call in if you would like to actually do that. Otherwise, you can also type into the chat. And I've got this wonderful person. I'm not sure if he wants me to say his whole name, so I'll just call him TB, because some people, when they help us out, they're afraid of being targeted. So, you know, I hesitate to give anyone overt credit unless they really ask me to do so. But I just want to thank him, because he's been standing by on supporting me behind the scenes. What he does is he goes through the chat room, you know, and he picks out the questions and then he pastes them into my Skype so that I can see them easily without having to comb through all of the chat in order to find a question. So, I'm just going to rattle these off. Does Mel know anything about Borg-like beings with technology implants?
I don't know how I can ask the question, because I'm the type of person who says, I don't want to believe, I want to know. But now I've added, I want to know the evidence. And I've heard of those stories. As a matter of fact, not a Borg being, but in doing this for a few years now, right at the beginning, during the first few months, I received so much email from people with stories. And there was one man in particular, I'm going to call him Walt. That was his first name. At the time, I haven't heard of the term super soldier, which, by the way, I learned through you, Carrie. And this man, I don't want to call him a Borg, but he was telling me the story of when he was a little kid in a farm somewhere in the Midwest. A light came through his room, and he never felt the same way the next day, to the point where he was a little kid. Bullies came to bully him, and he fought them all. He almost killed them. As he was growing, he went to the military, and he was chosen to be a shooter, a sharpshooter. And he was in the practice range one day, and the drill sergeants could not believe of his talent. He was just shooting in the bullseye one after the other after the other. One day, he got a phone call from President Nixon, and it's a very long story. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of him because he deserves a full show. He actually went to Asia and he fought Chuck Norris. And even there's a movie out there with Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee where you can see him. I mean, interesting story.
Wow. Very, very fascinating. Well, I'd also like to interview that guy. We'll be right back with Mel Fabregas.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Witnesses, first responders, and others tell the story the NTSB and the FBI hope to cover up. The documentary film, Wellstone, They Killed Him, examines the killer's motives, means, and opportunity. Who was Senator Paul Wellstone, and why would anyone want to kill him? High on the motive list is that the populist Minnesota senator, one of 23 who voted against the Iraq War in 2002, was sticking his nose into 9/11. Wellstone intimates say he was asking too many questions, that he wanted to get to the bottom of what really happened on 9/11, and thus was publicly executed as a warning. Watch the preview at WellstoneTheyKilledHim.com. A portion of the sales goes to fund a public investigation. Order a DVD for just $20. Help support our future projects. We document what the corporate and quote-unquote left media ignore. Chemtrails, weaponized mycoplasma, the IVAW, Bilderbergs, cyanide, and the neo-Malthusian depopulation assault on humanity. Visit SnowshoeFilms.com or go to AFR's homepage and click the Snowshoe Films banner.
Who is Ron Paul? He's a veteran who's passionate about bringing our troops home from Iraq and is for a humble foreign policy. Congressman Paul is committed to securing America's borders. He's dedicated to lowering taxes and less federal spending. Ron Paul is for personal freedoms and is guided by the Constitution. Ron Paul is hope for America.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Is this dude serious? Fiscal conservative? Really? Santorum voted to raise the debt ceiling five times, doubled the size of the Department of Education, then supported the biggest entitlement expansion since the 60s. Not groovy. Santorum voted to send billions of our tax dollars to dictators in North Korea and Egypt, and even hooked Planned Parenthood up with a few million bucks. Rick Santorum, a fiscal conservative, nay.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Whistleblower Radio. Gosh, there is so much craziness going on out there. It's just mind-boggling. Okay, so where were we? You were gonna finish the story, right?
What was the story? I forgot.
Oh no. It's a story about this super soldier that
oh,
we're
yes,
talking.
Yes. Yes, it's this man who kept in touch with me for months. And, of course, he didn't want to come public. And like him, I have a few others, not in the same situation. But it would be interesting to get back with them. I lost contact with him. I regained contact with him. I lost contact again. But let's see if I can get in touch with him, because a lot of the stuff that he's saying, even before I heard of Duncan Afinian and some of the people you've interviewed, seems to jive with what he talks about. And he doesn't seem to think that it was something that the government did. It's apparently he went through an abduction, and this is what makes this case very interesting.
Okay, well, there's no doubt about it, though, as you know, that the government is working with various ET groups,
yes,
and that they do have an agenda. There are robots that are sort of standing by underground at this time, as many as 15,000, if I recall the number correctly. And that China has the same thing. We do have a multitude of super soldiers, and a number of which I believe are, in essence, Manchurian candidates. That is, they are sleeping agents, and they when I say that means they're going to be triggered at some point. You know, I also brought up the fact that in a certain sense, Bill Brockbrader is one of those. And I believe that at this time, in fact, a lot of super soldiers, a lot of the people that were sort of involved in things of that nature that have come to Camelot are all being triggered at this time. It's a fascinating thing to watch, to see one right after the other. And what the plan is, or what they, you know, what they intend for these individuals to get involved in, I do not know. I simply know that it seems to be happening right now. So there is something going on with that.
You know Miles Johnston, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm not sure if he's going to yell at me if I disclose this, because I'm not sure if he's disclosed it yet, but I'm going to take a chance because it's not saying too much. We know of this alleged super soldier that you've had, you've interviewed him and many others. Michael, he's going by the name Michael, you know who I'm talking about. He's had it on his show as well. Very tall, very tall guy from England. Come on, guys, in the chat, help me out here.
A tall guy from England that I've interviewed. God.
Yes, he's going by the name Michael something now. It'll come to me. Michael Prince, correct. Beatrix, thank you.
Oh, you mean James Caswell.
James Caswell, correct. Okay. Well, Miles showed me a picture of James Caswell swearing in the army. He's been accepted to the U.S. Army. Now, how is that possible for a British citizen to be part of the army? So I found that very interesting, and the picture seemed very bona fide.
Okay, well, anything, I have to say, with James Caswell, anything and everything seems possible. You know, I have been sent some additional information, and I updated the page. I have quite a substantial report from Caswell on my site, which is called Project IBIS. Mm-hmm. If you look under the interviews, you'll see that there, and a tremendous amount of information from Caswell. I do want to say that when I was in England, this is just another thing that goes on. We actually conducted an interview with, I don't know if I said this on the radio or not, but we conducted an interview with Barry King and Eva at the time, and in a certain place that this fairly wealthy landowner who was part of a very wealthy family, who actually lived next door to, I believe, one of the Rothschilds, believe it or not, his land. And we conducted the interview there. We had a tremendous amount of interference. And, I can tell when there's mind control happening around me. It doesn't affect me quite so at hardly at all, but I can sense the, you know, the efforts and the electromagnetic, whatever you want to call that. And it was affecting Barry, I can tell you that, and it was affecting, you know, the situation and the cameras and the sound and all of that. And it's kind of funny because people just go crazy at me, like saying what a technical idiot I am and how could you let this happen and you need to buy new mics and you need to do this and that. And what they don't understand is it doesn't matter what quality of mic we have, they mess with it. And yeah. What happened was we conducted that interview, and then the landowner died suddenly, less than a month later. Now, he had been diagnosed, from what I understand, with some kind of cancer, but he was actually perfectly healthy when we knew him. And when we were doing the interview, he was in a jovial state and a lovely man. And just shortly after that, just unexpectedly died. Now, one could say, well, that's just a coincidence, so on and so forth. I'm afraid that I see more diabolical intent there. It's a tragedy. I wish I could say that there would have been some way to prevent such a thing. It's just incredible what goes on. So I hear what you're saying with regard to James Caswell. James Caswell has been the reason that came up is because I interviewed Barry King, and Barry King and James Caswell have been quite in quite a bit of touch over the years and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I remember interviewing Barry for 4 hours, and we have been in touch for years now. And I remember when he disappeared at one point and reappeared later, and people were concerned. He's a member of our forum, so I decided to call him at home. And I have the recording out there for anybody to listen to when he did not remember who I was, that he had done a show with them. And I probed him. I probed him many, many questions, and he seemed very sincere that he did not remember anything at all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is happening all the time. This is another thing that people are not aware of. I'm glad you bring this up because it happens with Camelot whistleblowers all the time. In other words, they give testimony. They are brought back in by one means or another, or they are given some kind of health problem where they have to visit either a doctor or a dentist. And after that, they switch. Their attitude changes towards what they've done, their testimony, et cetera. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And this is basically what's going on with the secret government. This is how they deal with people, you know, and I hate to say that, but that's what happens.
Well, I remember when I met you in person for the first time in 2010 at the UFO Congress, a lot of the people who were there left the place sick. Pneumonia, breathing problems, lung problems. I was the only one in my group that didn't have anything. But I remember these two guys, two young guys, very suspicious, asking a lot of questions, wanted to hang out with me. I basically shook their hands and left. And a week later, I couldn't sleep for 2 days because every time I was breathing, the left side of my chest would hurt. To make a long story short, after 2 days of not sleeping, I called my doctor, and they said, just hang up the phone and call 911 right now. So I was taking an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was taking an ambulance with nitro pill under my tongue, the whole thing. I got to the hospital, and I said, it's probably something I ate, right? Heartburn. And the doctor said, it's not heartburn. It's your heart. You have a virus around your heart that's preventing the heart from palpitating correctly. And I was in the hospital for 2 nights, and they gave me some medicine for a week. After a week went by, the pain came back. And what did I do? And once again, thanks to you and Bill, I used MMS. This is not a shameless plug, but I believe in the product. I took MMS, and not even 2 days later, I was back to normal. But it happens to a lot of us.
Yep, absolutely. That's just incredible. Well, thank God you made it through. Yeah, I have to say that Bill Ryan himself, you know, I have to say has recently gone through quite an ordeal. He has been targeted over and over again. It's just an incredible dilemma that goes on. There is also, you know, and we could go down that, we could talk all night, you and I, Mel. Yeah. And I'm sure the listeners would probably like to be sitting on a ringside seat for that. But I have to say that there's a certain bloodline that gets targeted more than others, okay, by the programming. And I don't think a lot of people know this. So in other words, the Illuminati actually target their own, so to speak, more so than they do what are hybrids and bloodlines that are mixtures. I am a hybrid, and Bill Ryan is a, you know, of the sort of what he's called, well, I've talked about this briefly, but basically there's an occult, I don't know if you know about this occult practice of merging a what's called a red and a black. I'm a black. Usually that's a sort of a kind of a hybrid that may have some Illuminati blood. One of the sides of my family has that. And yet has other, you know, races in them. Whereas the red has the Neanderthal gene for red hair, and the sort of usually very pale skin and blue eyes, and this is Bill Ryan is part of that bloodline. They target him much more heavily than they do me. Part of it is because I have something built in where I'm more impervious to it, but it is just disgraceful what they do. And you know, I just want to put that out there for people to understand through the years what's been going on there. And I've been talking to some other people, and at some point, all of this whole story is going to break. Let me tell you, the bloodline story will be told in truth someday. But the actual truth about all of that still hasn't seen the light of day.
Well, I'm so glad that you're mentioning the bloodlines, because I have somebody who's ready to talk. They apparently try to burn his house by putting a device that could burn under his bed, so he survived it. But apparently he has dug some information regarding the bloodlines of the queen in England. Basically, that they are not the blood that, that should be there. And
right.
apparently this person has been targeted.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's interesting because I have somebody who is along the same lines and interestingly seems to have disappeared. I have these people, it's, you know, I have these people that come forward and then they disappear. And it's really a fascinating process. The ones that are able to make it through and actually give their testimony versus the ones that sort of make it halfway through. They contact us, they spend some time talking, and then they disappear, never to be heard from again. I do have somebody who's got similar information. It could in fact be the same person. Very interesting.
I see a lot of people asking, with your permission, a lot of people are asking, what woke you up? What made you wake up, if I may answer that question?
Sure.
I remember when Bush 41 came to power or stole the election, whatever you want to call it. I was part of the people who watched Fox News. I was totally asleep, part of the establishment in that regard. And when 9/11 happened, I believe it was a year or two later, one of my brothers, another brother that works in the airline industry, sent me a presentation of the Pentagon and how it was impossible that a plane crashed at the Pentagon. And I saw that and I was offended. I told them, how dare you insinuate that our good, well-intended government had something to do with it? This is how asleep I was. This is probably 2003, I believe it was.
Wow.
And in silence, I started researching. And that's when I found the Reichstag fire and everything I told you about this. But then I started listening to everybody who had to talk about 9/11, all the so-called researchers, until I bumped into somebody, a whistleblower, whom I respect a lot, who's not giving that much time out there in the airwaves. And when I read her book, I just could not believe what I read. Finally, the evidence. I'm talking about Dr. Judy Wood. I don't know if you ever read her book. But when you read that book, you realize that she doesn't look at the who or why. She discusses the what. Just like if you try to solve a crime, you first have to, if you see the dead body, you need to find out what happened before you can point your finger at the person who killed the body. So for anybody out there, if you haven't read the book, Where Did the Towers Go?, I highly recommend it if you're interested in what happened that day.
Okay, very good. Yes, absolutely. I haven't read her book, actually, but I have no doubt. She has been in touch with Camelot from time to time a few years ago. Now, we've got somebody, a caller from area code 612. Do you mind if I take the call?
Sure.
Okay, so caller, area code 612. You are
thanks for
Carrie Cassidy and Mel Fabregas.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. With regards to being targeted, do you know if they ever use Mormons to target people?
Okay, we're coming to a break. Mormons, is that the question? Okay, we'll be right back.
That was the question, yes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below 1650 Tuesday on profit-taking. Firmer dollar, gold last traded at 1645 an ounce, silver 3268. Well, the Fed released their minutes. Members suggested that more easing could become necessary if the economy lost momentum. Less interest in quantitative easing sent financial markets lower, as the Fed essentially said, we've got enough inflation already in the pipeline. Meanwhile, an environment where politicians and Wall Street increasingly are hyping an economic recovery, but Main Street usually has a pretty good sense of the actual business activity, says John Williams of Shadow Stats. He says a major reporting problem is the understatement of inflation. Precious metal expert Richard Karn says gold and silver can be used as a strong protection against global pandemic corruption as government continues to devalue the dollar. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Check out the story by Michael Savage. Give us a call toll-free 800-289-2646 for your free Vote Gold 2012 kit.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio. Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come.
Okay, this is Karen Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mel Fabregas. Mel, we've only got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I want to try to get through some more of these questions. We did get a question from the caller, and we've got another caller also. So let's see. Callers, area code 612, could you ask your question again, please?
Yes, do they ever use Mormons to run operations against people?
Do you want me to take that?
Oh, please do, Mel.
I hate to disappoint the caller, but I don't know the answer. I know many Mormons who are great people, but as is, you know, any religion out there, they're trying to recruit people for their own church. That's all I can tell you. So when you say targeted, in a way, you could say that they're targeting people to become part of their church.
Okay. A second quick question. Do you know anything about number stations?
Number stations. Can you please be more specific?
Basically, ever since, allegedly it predates the invention of the radio, where in the shortwave band, basically they broadcast numbers, you know, a set of numbers, and then they have a stop and a set of numbers and a set of numbers. And it exists to you know, till this day, but allegedly it predates even the invention of the first radio.
I think I've heard of that.
I was going to say, you're enlightening me. I would love to hear more from you.
Actually, if you do a search on Wikipedia, that's plenty of explanation right there. And I would like to point out, since I know Carrie is a fan of this TV show Fringe, they have one episode in which they kind of snuck in the number stations phenomena.
Oh, I don't recall that episode.
Yeah, well, the main bad guy, the guy that, I don't know, the Nazi kind of guy was kind of,
yeah,
looks
I
like he was,
mean.
Yeah, he was using those number stations to communicate with his age. I think he might be using those number stations to be broadcasting to his agents. And it's been long suspected that, you know, the usual suspect was the intelligence agencies are using it to communicate with their agents,
sure.
You know, in the field.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I believe it is a code. In fact, it sounds like, you know, the British, what was that called? You know, where they do the deciphering of messages. That was, I think, where it started.
Cryptographs?
Well, cryptology, but specifically at a certain base in the UK where they were doing this, the original people that were deciphering codes during World War II.
Blickley Park.
Yeah, possibly.
Actually, if you go to
interesting thing that to bring up. I'm sure they're still using codes of that nature. I also think that they probably do some programming using numbers, right?
Yeah, but what kind of fascinates me is how could it predate the invention of the, you know, radio unless somebody already had the radio before it was even invented?
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned what you just said, because I interviewed Lamont Wood, who wrote a book called titled Out of Place in Time and Space, and we discussed exactly this. A lot of the stuff, the Baghdad battery, you know, the items that were found in Greece that looked like machines, and they were thousands of years old. Toilets thousands of years ago that were used in houses in the Middle East, and we didn't find out or created toilets until about 100-200 years ago. So it makes you wonder what happened to all that knowledge that was used back then. Maybe they had electricity. Maybe they had radio. And something happened in the middle. And I call it a technology or an information gap in between times.
No doubt about it. They also show a light bulb on the Egyptian pyramids. I mean, there have been lots of races of humans, lots of seedings of humanity on this planet.
Right.
So that we are not aware of. Ashiana Dean's material on Voyager and her Voyager books details all of this. So then you start to understand this hidden technology, etc. I want to say Klaus Donna is a wonderful resource for this that we did an interview with. I'm going to let you go, caller. I'm sorry to rush you along here. We've got two people holding. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to take Mel. I've got a person here I'm going to take, if you don't mind.
Sure, please.
So area code 310, you are on the line with Carrie Cassidy and Mel Fabregas.
Yeah, hi. Regarding the super soldiers with some pretty wild tales, you know, like Aaron McCollum and Duncan O'Finion and the Casbolt guy. I mean, do you really buy into these stories they're telling, or like it might be all just they're doing it for fun, or maybe even mentally ill?
Is
Who
that for
are
me?
You talking to?
What's that?
Is that for Carrie or for Mel?
For both of you, I guess, or one of you.
You want to go
Mel.
First, Carrie? Okay, you said Mel. Okay. As I always say, I don't want to believe, I want to know. And I personally have not experienced anybody that I could actually say this guy is a super soldier. At the same time, I've seen how Hollywood loves to put information out there to pretend that it's science fiction. In a few weeks, I'll be interviewing the writer for the movie The Matrix. And a lot of the stuff that she said in the 70s has come out now. And, you know, just another synchronicity. Let me just tell you this synchronicity that may be unrelated to what you're saying. But a lot of people ask me about Stargates. Over a year ago, somebody said to me, I want to take you to a Stargate right here in Arizona. It's called Portal Arizona, and it's a portal inside of a reservation. A week later, I was supposed to interview somebody, and that person canceled on me because he was sick. And I was thinking, oh, my God, I have to find somebody else. And, you know, Carrie, to find another guest, a short notice is difficult. So the next morning, that night, I turned on the TV and I started watching Stargate Universe. I've never watched any of the Stargate TV episodes. I only watched the movie. So I watched this new series and I loved it. And I was thinking in my mind, I wonder what William Henry would say about the sun and Stargates. In the morning, I wake up, I come to the office, and I go in my email. Before I even email anybody, I had one email only that morning, and that email came from William Henry, and it said, Mel, I would like to come on your show and discuss ancient Stargates now. You know, talk about synchronicity.
Absolutely. Well, let me just put in here that, yes, absolutely, I believe that super soldiers exist. I believe, you know, Duncan O'Finnian is one of the originals, and we have lots of backing testimony in that regard, not just from Duncan, but from other people as well. Aaron McCollum, same thing. You know, they are different kinds of super soldiers, but nonetheless, no doubt about it whatsoever. Absolutely no doubt in my mind. Okay, I'm going to let you go, caller. We're going to be closing down this radio show very shortly. I've got another person holding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. I've got a caller here. It looks like you're anonymous because there's no phone number.
That's correct.
Okay, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Mel Fabregas.
Yes, good evening.
Hi.
I was just listening, and thank you for your answering the call, listening to you talk about Dr. Judy Wood's book, and I was curious if perhaps she might be on your show. This is a question for Carrie.
Oh, well, absolutely. Send me her her contact information. I'd love to have her on one of my radio shows.
So you can find that on our webpage,
I'll send it to you, Carrie.
Okay, very good. Just FYI, we haven't really gone down the 911, 9/11 sort of story that deeply, simply because we try to kind of sort of cast a wider net, if you will. But I'm perfectly happy to have someone on one of my radio shows to discuss this topic. So thank you for that.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, we do still have some more questions here. I'm going to try to go through them, you know, just to give people the chance to have their questions answered. One moment here. It looks like, I'm not sure. Do you have any information about underground bases being destroyed? Do you want to address that, Mel?
Well, interesting question, because when I met you in person a few weeks ago, we discussed somebody that has been on my show, who discusses this. And when we met at an Indian reservation, and I really felt like I was Fox Mulder, walking with this person inside this Native American reservation. And he was discussing how everybody's talking about 2012. And he said to me that if something happens in 2012, it's not because of a natural disaster or celestial object. It would be appearing to us as such, but it would be created by whoever's in charge or wants to be in charge now as a way to thin the herd. And then we discussed the underground bases, because I used to work in the corporate world, and I used to visit large defense companies in California and everywhere else, and even in San Francisco, Bechtel. I had to wear a special badge to go to certain areas. And I remember somebody mentioning the fact that they were actually building underground cities. And it makes you wonder what Donald Rumsfeld, when he came to Congress saying that we lost $2.3 trillion if the money went towards that. But recently, and you probably met him too, Chuck Zukowski, he discussed this a lot of stuff. We discussed the earthquakes in Colorado and Washington, and it's the 37th parallel, Area 51, Dulce, all the way there. It's a line where you see a lot of UFO activity, plus a lot of hums. The Taos hum in the 90s, and a lot of hums happening now in that line. And apparently there's a lot of activity happening underground as we speak. Maybe something's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we are at the end of the show. I'm very sorry. Mel, give your website, your radio show, and all the details, and thank you so much for coming on with me.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Yes, please go to VeritasRadio.com and listen to the first segment of every show. And if you can help us and subscribe to our show, then you can listen to the rest and keep us on the air.
Absolutely. Please do support Veritas Radio and Mel Fabregas. Thank you, Mel, so much. Hopefully
My
we
pleasure.
Can do this again.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis, no problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education, gone. Interior, energy, HUD, commerce, gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.